Agenda item 20, Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Chair Young. Item number 20 is a board consideration for adopting a resolution commending the city of Santa Barbara. And I believe Mr. Briggs is going to say a few words about this.
Do we have a photograph, Roger, of the McKenzie Park project or anything to project?
On their website.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have one available.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So in your agenda packet, we have a proposed resolution for your consideration, and I won't read it, but the first part talks about our overall vision and goals, healthy watersheds, and the fact that a big part of that that has been a priority with this board is the incorporation of low-impact development and providing hydromodification controls. That's modifying the hydro characteristics of our creeks and the way recharge happens, which affects the groundwater basins. And can, with rapid runoff, of course, we can have creek bed failure with downcutting, stability problems, all the erosion that ensues from that, destruction of spawning beds, on and on and on. So it's an important issue, and low-impact development can prevent that from happening and can make improvements even with infilling projects in areas that are already developed. So not just for new development areas, areas where cities are expanding, but actually in infilling. And that's really what this project was. It was an existing park with an existing parking lot where they needed to do something with it. And instead of going the traditional route, they used low-impact development features. And so this resolution recognizes that and notes that the city of Santa Barbara has not only gone ahead and had a successful project, but seeing as how it's a municipal project, the city is basically setting an example rather than just telling their constituents that we need to enforce the regional board's stormwater permit requirements and you got to do LID. The city has set an example with this project by saying the city itself will implement at this opportunity. And beyond that, the city has actually been an example for other municipalities in our region. This board put a lot of effort into actually creating the low impact development initiative in our office to help out cities throughout the region, and that work is ongoing to institute low impact development throughout the region. And the city of Santa Barbara has actually kind of been ahead of that whole curve. Their program is more mature in its development, and this project reflects that. And so what's happened is that they've actually been a source as being a model for development of low-impact development ordinances and practices in other municipalities in our region. So we thought, for all those reasons, it was appropriate to commend the city. And I will read the latter part. City of Santa Barbara is commended for using its own property at McKenzie Park as an example for watershed protection by retrofitting the parking lot using low-impact development techniques to maximize infiltration and runoff. And so I recommend that you adopt this resolution of commendation. And what we would recommend after that, if you do so, is that the chair and I will go to a city council meeting in Santa Barbara and present the resolution to the city a little closer to home for them. So I recommend that you adopt.
Okay. And, you know, I helped kind of motivate this to get it into a resolution because I don't live too far away from this park. But, you know, I just wanted to share with you that this was just a regular parking lot next to a municipal park. and there was some flooding and, you know, ponding of water in the winter. And so there was an extra motivation there to look at, gee, can we do some things that might do away with that problem? And as it turns out, they inadvertently over-engineered, you know, the use of their pavers. And I think it was designed to take, do you know these numbers, Roger, like the first half inch or inch?
I can't quote them, sorry.
But it turned out that they could do much more than that. They had a rainfall of more than that, and the system completely, water was hitting the pavers and it was just vanishing. Yeah, totally taken off the surface. So it is expensive. These are not cheap things, but once they're installed, they have a huge longevity, lifetime, and they take care of these problems. And, you know, we've often talked about board outreach, and, you know, we haven't, you know, done too much of that. We've talked about it. We haven't come here. Didn't we, Russ? Weren't we here on a board outreach?
Yes.
Yeah, in these chambers a number
yes.
of years ago.
And we should do more.
And we should do more of it because, you know, we really act. I mean, we are a regulatory agency, but when we do see good, positive things happening out in the field, you know, we should daylight that, highlight it. And so this is just an opportunity for us to do so.
So is that a motion to approve the resolution?
It is. And
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Then.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And then what I wanted to just encourage the rest of you is that as you see things like this going on, let's talk about it and consider doing similar things.
It's the encouragement part.
What's that?
It's the encouragement part.
The encouragement part, right.
Well, we've done a couple of things here in Salinas with the Tynan Village and also the project out on North Main Street where they converted the senior housing,
right.
Took out the swimming pool, and they put in facilities for storm drains issues. So I think, you know, we recognize these projects as they come forward and encourage the communities to look and visualize what it can, how it could affect their issues in the future. So I encourage, and I think outreach will bring up more of these issues on a more to one-one basis.
Okay. Motion carry, right? So we're done with this. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Okay.